Morning, it's the morning digestion for, wow, it's Friday, May 3rd already. Imagine. Anyway, so here's a solution to a mystery. Why were the Democrats so intent on jumping on Bill Barr when their complaints seemed to be with Robert Mueller? That is, Mueller did not actually charge or recommend a charge against Trump for obstruction of justice. And, you know, Barr merely said, well, I looked at it and decided that there was no basis for it, or that the government couldn't sustain a conviction. And the Democrats went crazy. Well, the answer is, of course, that Barr promised to investigate the investigators. He promised to look into this whole business of the upper echelons of the FBI going to war against Donald Trump. Now, today on FoxNews.com, the opinion page, Kimberly Strassel identifies this problem. She and I independently came to the same conclusion. There doesn't seem to be a lot of other discussion about this, but it really is the Democrats so upset that Barr is going to turn the tables and investigate. Now, a good example of what's going on, the New York Times yesterday reported that Barr was right. There was a spy sent to spy on the Trump campaign. Now, this had been discussed in George Papadopoulos's book, which came out in March, month before last. But he thought this spy, who was posing as an assistant to this guy he was going to meet in London, Stefan Halper, who's been identified already as a CIA, what's the word, asset or something like that. And she was, you know, this very forward blonde bombshell who was flirtatious and coming on to him. And he thought that she was a Turkish spy. Or maybe a Russian. And she was asking questions like, is the Trump campaign cooperating with Russia and so forth, which made him angry. And the story in the New York Times yesterday was that, no, she was an FBI spy. This is, you know, this is a fantastic story, because it turns out Barr was right. He said there was spying. Everybody, all those Democrats got upset for using the word spying. And here the New York Times confirms, yes, there was an FBI spy sent to kind of oversee what Stefan Halper was doing, probing Stephanopoulos. They wanted to make sure that there was an actual trained investigator along on the trip. So she was posing as his, as Stefan Halper's assistant. Papadopoulos sniffed it out right away. He thought, no way, this woman's a, you know, Cambridge scholar's assistant. And he was kind of turned off by the whole thing. According to him, she was, you know, he thought she was working for the Turks for some reason. This had to do with the subject of discussion, which was an oil and gas thing. But the New York Times reported yesterday that no, it was an FBI spy. Now, today, can't find that story. I mean, you can find it by Googling it, but it's not in the Times today. I mean, at least it's not in the online thing. I went through all the sections saying, well, where is this thing? It was only yesterday. Time has a habit of running stories it likes for days upon days upon days in one of their sections. And this one was just disappeared right down the memory hole. Anyway, it's on my list and links. Second story from the top. You should read it. New York Post version, blonde bombshell flirting with Papadopoulos. That's in the New York Post. In other Trump news, 263,000 jobs added, jobless rate 3.6%, 190,000 were expected, so this is basically a home run. That's in the New York Times. Wage is finally rising. That's in the New York Times. Dems' war with Barr is all about his promise to investigate the investigators. That's my interpretation of a story that's in the Times. And also in the Times, Hillary emerges to attack Trump. Where does she go to do this? Of course, the Rachel Maddow Show. Politics, Bernie's 1988 honeymoon in the Soviet Union. That's in the Washington Post. Post says Kamala Harris did a good job going after Barr. Pelosi says Barr lied to Congress, and that's a crime. That's in the Wall Street Journal. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, $6.5 million to get into Stanford. And the girl who got in, a Chinese girl, said that she got in through her hard work. Well, actually, no, it was a $6.5 million contribution to Stanford. The mom says, this is in the Wall Street Journal, that the $6.5 million was a donation and that she was duped. Stanford got a donation of about $770,000. The rest of it was, taken as essentially a bribe by Mr. Singer. I want to see what happens today on the Barr outrage. I really do think that it's clear that what this is all about is trying to undermine Barr's credibility, because the Democrats fully expect him to have some, terribly damning report. Maybe the Office of Inspector General, Mr. Horowitz, or some other way, about McCabe, about Strzok, about Page, about Presap, about James Baker, all those people at the head of the FBI who were and Comey, who were investigating Donald Trump. Now, remember, Obama said no scandals in his administration. Well, this one's a big one, and we're all counting on Barr to get to the bottom of it, because there's too many people in those buildings, the FBI and the DOJ, who are wanting to cover this up. That's it for the morning dump. Excuse me, the morning digestion. I'll be back this afternoon with the podcast. I should say, and I apologize, when I tore the studio down and got rid of all the radio gear, I kind of screwed up my ability to do podcasts as I want to, and I'm trying to figure out how to get it all put back together so that I can do sound, birthday sound, sound bites, all the rest of it. I'm having a little trouble with that. But, I'll do a podcast anyway today, even if it's not up to the standard I'd like. Hopefully over the weekend I'll get that all straightened out. Okay, see you this afternoon.